It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman baffled after she pulls out a very long cheesy puff.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Well, hello, Kevin James.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Kevin.
R&RRV. Also, right now, let's do the Luke Combs tickets, 509-441-0999. You can call right here, right now, and we'll give you those Luke Combs tickets. That's a heck of a deal. Luke Combs coming to the Gorge October 4th and 5th. These particular tickets are for the 5th, so we'll take caller 7 right now. Steve-O Steve will be happy to talk to you.
Steve-O Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Super happy.
Super happy.
I'm like a 9.
Go, Stevie.
I'm a 9.
You're
go
a 9.
Stevie, go.
Except for that Steve-O Steve name we've been giving you all day.
Well, just a half a day.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right, Stevie.
9 daily habits to preserve your brain.
I like this.
Into old age.
Okay.
Boy, howdy.
9 habits.
Write that down. And it's not down, too late. This is the good news. It's not too late for any of you guys.
All right. I like this, Kevin. This is a good,
okay. You know,
good
it's
mental
not too
exercise.
Late.
I can't find my pen.
Oh, boy.
9 should have already habits. Kevin.
Oh, boy. Keep your pen in your pocket. Here, number 1, keep one. Your pen in your pocket. Number 2.
The first one is a great one. Take afternoon naps.
Oh,
they can help refresh our memories and other brain and body functions.
I'm in.
I like
afternoon
it already.
Naps. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Some of these lists, you hear them and you go, oh my God, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, you can't do any of it. Or some of it you don't want to do, and some of it's just not attainable. Naps? Okay.
Play brain games. Engage in a daily brain exercise to develop and test your memory. Mm. Whether it's Scrabble, Wordle, you know, things like that. Maybe a puzzle. Any of those things that activate your brain a little bit.
I like that, yeah.
How about Jeopardy? Does that count?
Sure.
I think it would.
I think it would count.
Well, it's trippy.
I mean, you're playing it, even though you're not... You know, we're winning. You might not know all the answers or half the answers. But I think you're still trying to
think. Thinking about them, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to think, yeah.
Do any of you guys play a game like that?
On your phone or anything?
Do you have any phone games that you play?
Lori does constantly, but I don't.
Mm. I don't.
Hmm.
Don't be me.
Hey, he found his pen. Get off of his case.
Build associative... Associative. Associative?
Yep.
I like associative better.
All right. Go ahead.
You and one.
Memory. This involves connecting new information to stuff that you already know. Essentially, creating a mental dictionary of meaning. So, like, if you... it's the trick of trying to remember things because of something you already know.
I think I've kind of heard of that before.
If you already know everything, how can you know more, though?
It's a very good point, Bruce.
If you learn something new,
very
Bruce,
good, yeah.
You have to clear something off the hard drive.
Yeah, then to not lose it, yeah, Monty, and instead of clearing something off the hard drive, connect it to an old file, if you will.
Oh, there you go.
Okay? See, that's what it is.
Map it, in other words.
Yeah.
Like, there's a passcode that I always try to remember, and I'm just like, oh, all I have to think of is 0. That's easy.
Right.
And then it's Magic Johnson 0. And I'm never going to forget that it's Magic Johnson because I just connect the number 32 to Magic Johnson.
Right.
Always have, always will.
Right.
And so that just makes it easy.
Okay.
So in layman's terms, for me and Warren, if we got a tool chest, but if we keep adding wrenches to that tool chest, that's the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the same.
That's
you got to remember that you put them there, though.
That'll work.
That's a good point.
That's the problem.
Okay, this is where Bruce, I know Bruce likes to read books, but it says read books aloud.
I have to.
This engages multiple senses and helps reinforce your memory.
Mm.
So just act like you're, maybe we should start doing a segment where we let Bruce read a book on the air.
No, that would be fun.
Oh.
Now,
my choice.
90 seconds with Bruce and his latest book.
One page a day.
Yeah, that's great.
Pop on pop.
What are you currently reading, Bruce?
Actually, Civil War magazine.
Oh man, so great.
Do you read it out loud?
No.
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 I found that I, I have to myself.
Because really? You are able to remember
I
it just, then?
Yeah, I can't remember it if I if
because
I
if you're
just,
reading.
So you read it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I start reading and I'm halfway through and I'm thinking about something else outside.
Same.
Yeah. I can't stay on task.
Right.
I couldn't even in school, though.
Yeah.
I know this sounds weird, but to do my homework, like if it was a reading thing, I would read the book and I would use my little cassette recorder and I would read it on there and then I would listen to it.
Really?
Oh,
because
okay.
I couldn't make myself remember.
Well, I mean, I think we've all done the thing where you're reading something and you get halfway through it and you realize, yeah. I was not absorbing any of that. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
Because you're in your head about something else.
Yeah, yep. Your mind wandered. I could see that.
Oh,
I never heard of the recording it and then listening back to it, though.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Books on tape.
Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes.
If they would have had that back then, it would have been nice.
Yeah.
It's important, guys, that we incorporate rest. Dedicate rest. One day a week to true relaxation.
Ooh. One whole day.
You got to shut her down a little bit.
Whole day, huh?
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, that's that. Obviously, those seem to be the hardest.
When it's really hot, it's not hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I found it to be real easy.
Man.
My Sundays have just become a do nothing day.
Yeah. No,
just
that's good.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Review your lifestyle. Start thinking about brain health as early as your 20s or 30s. Sorry, guys. I don't even know why I read that.
No, thanks for that. That's great.
Adopt a healthy diet.
Would you hand me one of those donuts, Warren?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Ice cream right there, Jay.
Yeah, good nutrition, such as donuts, soft serve ice cream, rhubarb pie, and popcorn.
Great start.
Radio diet.
Good grief.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce.
Oh, very good.
We got hot chocolate bombs.
Hey, good day. Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah.
It's Bruce's turn.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story of the day brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. Let's do it.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
The week, actually.
Correct.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the question, what do a monkey, Elvis, and Clint Black have in common?
Boy, wish I knew.
Huh.
Love of bananas?
I think I know.
Oh, yeah. What do you think it is, Warren?
They all have black hair.
Well, monkeys don't always.
Well, I that's the end of that story.
Oh.
I don't believe that.
You got it right.
I did? Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Do I get another
point? You already got a point out of this whole Elvis.
Yeah. I guess I did.
He gets a point. What is the
point?
Warren, you had a fact about Elvis off the air here that was very
gained him a point. That's why he doesn't get another point for that.
Yeah.
I know.
This is why I'm in charge of the scoreboard.
What happened off the air didn't happen.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had blonde hair, and he dyed it black. A light brown hair, and he dyed it black.
He did?
Yes.
Where were you on that conversation?
Yeah.
He just told you.
I don't know.
Why doesn't anybody understand what we do here?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know. Bruce, you get it, right?
I got it.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. Yeah.
Kevin, I was just messing with you, dude.
Kevin's going to have a meltdown.
Yeah, but Kevin, where were you on that conversation?
Yeah, you said right there.
Yeah. No, Steve, you're the one that started all this.
I worked up about this. But I didn't do anything.
You dye your hair, Steve? His hair's black.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Steve's hair is very black. He's just like a monkey, Elvis, and Clint Black.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's bananas.
That's all natural, though, right, Steve?
All natural, baby.
Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah, baby.
So Elvis used to have blonde hair. And why did he dye it?
Tony Curtis and who was it, Jay?
Marlon Brando.
Yep.
He wanted to look like them?
I actually thought it was because his mom had black hair. I thought that's what it was.
Well, so. I would tend to believe you more than the internet because you have one of those weird memories where, I mean, if he knows it, he knows it for life.
He probably saw it in an interview.
And then he probably did. You have one of those, your brain?
I know.
It's
a weird brain?
Well, I don't know if I would say weird, more abnormal. You know, like
it knows stuff it doesn't need to know.
I think all brains are like that. I think there was a point in your life where you grasped every little tidbit.
Yeah.
Locked that thing in there. It was never coming out. And then since then,
like my brother-in-law Mike says, I'd have to forget something really important to remember that.
Yeah.
And I haven't forgotten him.
It's like a door
there's no more room.
Wild cat running out.
Yeah, he locked it up. He locked up the cellar. And
cha-ching.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird. He'll just spout weird stuff like, oh, the valley, what's that one mansion that you love so much?
Oh, the Sarah Winchester
mansion. Sarah Winchester mansion. You do love it.
Oh, all the tidbits, Warren, and trivia you need of that thing.
There was something Jay and I did the other day. We were looking up somebody, and I thought, I bet you Warren knows that. Do you know anything about Harry Chapin, the man who sang Cats in the Cradle and Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon?
When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, and you know we'll have a good time then.
So apparently you don't know anything.
Yeah. Didn't he...
Here it is.
He got really weird about politics.
Did he?
Something, yeah.
Okay.
He was a philanthropist and a hunger activist.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe that's
what you're thinking about, yeah.
I guess it must
have been. That probably was it.
That's all you remember about him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had a lot of good songs.
You are the guy that I thought would really remember. Do you know how he passed away?
You know, that I don't know.
I do not know.
It's a weird story.
I feel like you'll know now and you'll never forget.
Harry Chapin reportedly had put on his emergency flashers and slowed down to speed about 15 miles per hour and weaved from the far left lane to the center lane, then back to the left lane, and then back to the center lane before his vehicle was struck from behind by a semi-trailer truck.
Oh.
Burst into flames.
Oh, geez. Now I feel like you'll remember that forever.
I will. Yeah. Maybe shiver a little bit.
Yeah, it was just one of those where I was like, wow, I've never heard that.
That's very uplifting story, Kev.
Yeah, it really is an uplifting story. But doesn't that seem like the thing Warren would remember?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yes. Yeah. He's a hunger activist who died by getting rear-ended by a semi. What?
Kind of like James Dean, driving the car to the races that he was going to race, and he got in a crash and killed him.
Wow. See, I was unaware. See,
I didn't know that either.
That's horrible.
What other random thought do you have?
That doesn't include death.
Yes, that would be
the best. Or the thighs, whatever.
I mean,
Burt Monroe, the famous motorcycle racer, could cast pistons in the sand and actually put them in an engine and make them run.
Well, it didn't now involve death.
Now we need to lose. I mean,
what the heck?
Let's just pull up old singers and see if Warren has any facts.
What is with your brain? How does that happen?
I don't know. I'm just going to throw out a name. Johnny Carson.
Here's Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Where's he from?
Oh, from your town. Your state.
Which one?
He's from Minnesota.
I know it. Doggone it.
Starts with an N.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Bruce.
What's the second letter? Nebraska.
There it is. The second letter is Nebraska.
Nebraska.
That's not correct. North Dakota.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And you're from Minnesota.
I am.
Your wife's from Nebraska.
That's correct.
There we go.
Hey, look at that. Guys, this man's on fire right now.
USA.
USA. USA. USA. Look, this guy's just going crazy. He got a haircut. His memory's sharp.
Do you like the haircut?
I love it.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Thanks to Pam.
By the way, happy birthday today to Mick Jagger, who is 81. Do you have anything about Mick Jagger?
He's got a really big mouth.
Thank you.
Doesn't he? That's seriously.
It. That's it, right? Yeah. What else do you need to know?
Yeah. And he's good. I liked his music.
What's his Most name a song or sing a song?
I don't think I could do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shocking.
You don't know a Rolling Stones song off the top of your head?
Bruce Wood.
Knows lots of them. I'm like you. I can't think of them right now.
That's how it works. Yeah. Name a Rolling Stones song. All the ones that I'm fans of. Yeah.
Do you know Honky Tonk Woman?
She's a honky tonk woman. Is that right?
That's correct.
Give me a honky tonk girl. Is that right?
Yeah, honky tonk blues, I think. Yeah.
Money.
What can't he get? No.
Satisfaction.
Look at him. He's on a roll again. This guy. His memory is insane.
Just need prompts.
It's insane, all right.
That's right.
Yeah.
What state is Johnny Carson from?
Nebraska.
Yeah. What book did Steve say he wanted to read out loud or Bruce to read out loud?
Ooh, that I didn't catch.
Huh.
The Cat in the Hat?
I got one.
Ooh.
Okay. You're coming. You're
really
close.
Do you remember what it was, Bruce?
I remember hearing
it. Kevin, do you remember it?
I do.
Yeah, he said something.
Well, it's funny.
Hop on pop.
I remember
day,
he said.
Play. We play all day. Hop night. On. Fight.
We fight all night. Hop on pop. Just like Bruce reading out loud.
He. Oh. Me. He is after me. Him. Jim. Jim is after him.
Yeah. Hmm. What about?
C. B. We see a B.
Bruce, you could do this out loud.
See B three. So. Now we see three.
Never mind. I don't think you could. Maybe not. You're welcome.
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, okay.
It's also Sandra Bullock's birthday today.
Ooh,
she
happy
turned
birthday.
60.
Mm-hmm. 60.
Oh, wow. You know anything about Sandra Bullock you want to say?
She's really pretty.
I know it.
And that's a movie.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call Italian-style ice cream that starts with the letter G and means frozen?
Kevin James.
Gestapo.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What?
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Boom, boom. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Boom. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hi, Braden.
Hi.
What you up to, man?
Driving to a job right now.
You're not the Braden who's the first up in the dunk tank, are you? Oh, no, I think his name is Brandon, not Braden.
Oh.
That's not you, huh?
Not me.
Have you ever been in a dunk tank?
I haven't, no, but I have dunked somebody in a dunk tank.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you
basically
go.
The same.
First throw?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Nice. There you go.
I mean, duh.
What do you do?
Who do you think I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What, do you think I'm some kind of rookie here? I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Braden, you sound like a young man. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 20 years old.
20 years old. Okay.
You should be good at this.
I actually know Mr. J. I've played against his son in AAU.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to apologize.
or congratulate. Could go either way.
Yeah, either way, yeah. Well, it would have been my younger son, so he probably wasn't as talkative, I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. If it was your oldest, he's a little had more, something to apologize.
He's a little more talkative, I would
against
say.
Or with, Brandon?
Against.
Brandon, were you, was my youngest son talkative?
No.
Not really, yeah. All right, well, let's see how we do here.
All I wanted to say was respect your elders. You're playing against a bunch of old men today.
Yeah, yeah. So take that into consideration.
Okay?
Yeah.
Goodbye, fellas. We'll see you in about a minute
or
so.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Water?
What are you? Oh, you Kevin. You're getting Kevin water while you're playing Beat the Show. I love this.
Well, I had, Jay, I ate a couple pieces of that popcorn.
Yeah. Dried you right up.
I just got it all over in my mouth. I feel like I'm going to choke on the air.
Oh, man. Let's go.
Why am I even here if they're going to get you water?
Right, that's
you
a good point,
won't
Steve.
Do it.
All right, 60 seconds, Braden. You can pass if you get stuck. It's Olympics. That's the category because we kick off the Olympics today, of course. Let's see how you do.
All right.
Okay, here we go, Braden. LeBron James is one of the flag bearers for Team USA in this year's Olympics. What NBA team does he currently play for?
Lakers.
How many Olympic rings are a part of the Olympic logo and flag?
Five.
What sport does Olympian Simone Biles compete in?
Gymnastics.
There is a 9-hour time difference between here and Paris. What is the current time in Paris?
5:31.
Former Gonzaga basketball player Andrew Nembhard will be playing for what country in this year's Olympics?
Canada.
Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Michael Phelps.
And when will the next Summer Olympics happen? Like what year?
2028.
That's how you do it,
fellas. I like how you play the game.
That's
Braden.
How you do it, Braden.
That was nice.
Well
nice
done. Plenty of time to go. We'll get these guys in. What do you think the chances they're going to get anymore?
I don't know.
Like maybe two? Maybe.
Maybe zero. We'll see.
All right,
it depends
fellas.
Who gets what, obviously,
I know.
But
hold on, Braden, for one
wow,
second.
Wow, he crushed that time.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job. He was quick with his answers. He reminded me a lot of how you guys play it.
no hemming and hawing and a lot of accurate questions and answers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Bruce is first today.
Is that right?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, right?
Good.
Yeah, I was right on that. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Bruce, you have question number one. You can answer only your question. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it. Here we go.
All right.
LeBron James is one of the flag bearers for Team USA in this year's Olympics. What NBA team does he currently play for?
The 76ers.
How many Olympic rings are a part of the Olympic logo and flag?
Is it me?
Yeah. That's you. That's you.
Seven.
What sport does Olympian Simone Biles compete in?
Gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. There is a 9-hour time difference between here and Paris. What is the current time in Paris?
You didn't say there's going to be a time question.
Yeah.
It's 9 hours?
Yeah.
Earlier. I don't know what time it is now. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Former Gonzaga basketball player Andrew Nembhard will be playing for what country in this year's Olympics?
Well, USA.
Who is
maybe
the most
Canada?
The most decorated Olympian of all time?
Michael Phelps.
When will the next Summer Olympics happen?
Questions?
What year?
What year's the next Summer Olympics?
I mean, what year this is? This is 28.
Yeah. Look at him go with all the math questions for you, Bruce.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
9 hours, 4 years, what is happening? No one can be expected to know that except Braden.
Braden, you got number questions for Bruce today.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see how we did.
LeBron James is one of the flag bearers for Team USA at this year's Olympics. I believe Coco Gauff is the other one.
Oh, of course.
What NBA teams does he? What NBA team does he currently play for?
Braden said the Lakers. Bruce said the 76ers.
He's closer.
Well, one of you is right.
And it's not you.
Probably not me.
Right, yeah. 1 point Braden.
Yeah, L.A. Lakers for the win.
There you go.
How many Olympic rings are a part of the Olympic logo and flag?
Warren, the fact that you said, is it me? I knew we were in trouble. Yeah. I mean, it's always you after Bruce. I should have outlined that before the game. You know what? Minus 1 point for me. And you said 7 rings, which is not correct.
Oh, it isn't.
No. Braden said 5.
Oh, it's 5.
Yeah, 5.
It is 5.
Yeah, 5.
I'll write that down.
Shockingly, it's 2-0.
What sport does Olympian Simone Biles compete in?
Oh, Monty's got you on the board. Oh. There we go. Gymnastics.
All right.
Ray got that, of course.
All right.
3-1. Yeah. Well, comeback time. The comeback is real, guys.
Maybe.
Here we go.
There's a 9-hour time difference between here and Paris. What is the current time in Paris?
Bruce said, I don't know what time it is here. So that was going to be a hard place to start from. Braden at that point said 5:31 in the afternoon. Bruce said 7 o'clock.
Which, in the morning.
In the morning.
He said 7 a.m.
Which is 1 hour backwards.
Right.
I don't think that's correct at all.
5:30 or 5:31 at that time.
Yeah. Hmm. 1 point Braden is 4-1.
Jeez.
I know.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Former Gonzaga basketball player Andrew Nembhard will be playing for what country in this year's Olympics?
Braden said Canada. Warren said USA. And then said,
then Canada.
Or
then said
Canada, which technically I think would be a point. I mean, you did say or Canada, and that's the last one he said. So
and Steve in there said Canada earlier today.
Yeah, he did. Guess what, Warren? I'm going to give you the point. I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 5-2.
Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Everybody said Michael Phelps.
Yeah, everybody's right.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Nice job, Monty. Yeah, Monty has two.
2-2.
Not bad.
It is 6-2. What a game.
When will the next Summer Olympics happen? Like what year?
Bruce, again, was trying to figure out what year it is, and then guessed 2028, which was a good guess, Bruce.
That
was well done.
Close.
Yeah, same thing Braden said. Braden ran the table, guys. 7 questions.
Oh, he automatically won.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it wasn't fair. I mean,
Braden.
Braden! USA! USA!
Yeah. Braden, congratulations, man. We'll give you a Coyote Country travel mug, all right?
All right, that sounds awesome.
Hey, Steve, can you just throw him in the drawing for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's while we're at it?
As long as he gives me his information.
All right, sounds good. I expect he will. Braden, thank you, man. Hold on for a second, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
You bet. So look at that, Kevin. He's 20 years old, 7-for-7 with 17 seconds left on the clock.
There were 17 seconds left?
Jeez. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, and you guys were just out getting Kevin water.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that, Jay?
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who's going first?
Starting? What do you want to do, Brewster? How about age before beauty?
Kevin James.
I can't do both.
The Jay and Kevin Show. on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, Bruce is gone. Can we have a moment of silence?
We could. Oh.
Yeah, we already started playing the quiet game, Steve. You've lost again.
You're so bad at the silent game.
Sorry. I didn't know when we were starting.
Steve doesn't know when things start or end. It's the greatest ever. I love it. Hey, should we play the quiet game? Yeah, when do you guys want to start? You already lost. Now, Bruce just left. He's not really gone. You know what I mean? He's just not here.
Yeah. It's such a bummer because the stat of the day, I feel like, is one he'd really like.
Really?
Okay, I'll do his part. Go ahead, Kev.
Oh, boy.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right. Here we go.
The Olympics always get me thinking of it. How many countries are there in the world?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, a lot.
40.
How'd I do?
How much, Monty?
140-ish.
140. Good guess. That was a very good guess. Anybody else want to chime in?
No, I don't.
207. Don't worry. 195 countries in the world.
195. Let's remember it now.
At the biggest and the smallest.
Liechtenstein.
Do we know the largest country?
By size, area?
No, by people, population.
Oh, China.
Oh.
China's number two, Monty.
Really? India?
India, Steve,
yeah,
with the
Steve,
win.
Steve.
1.4 billion people. Well, that's actually a little confusing. 1.428. 1,428,627,000 people in India.
That's quite a
bit.
Where
China's just, they're only 3 million behind at 1,425,000.
Good grief.
Number three, USA.
USA.
We're number three.
339 million. We're a billion behind those countries.
Wow.
Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah.
Jeez.
A billion people more than we have.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't like it. It just feels not safe to me. There's just too
many
people.
To have that many?
Yeah, just seems like too many people.
Very much.
Let's scroll down to the smallest countries in the world, and you may see these guys. This is what's always weird. It's like when you see them in the Olympics, and you go, oh, I didn't know San Marino was a country.
How many in the Olympics this year? Steve, do you know?
How many countries?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wasn't it over? It was over 100, or was it like 95?
I can't remember. I know we just
that will be represented.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the Vatican?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically a city, so it's got to be the
city state.
I mean, it's got to, is it the smallest?
Is it
Liechtenstein, I believe, is it?
I don't know. Is it counted as a state or a country?
The Vatican?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a city state.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually a country. I don't know, though. I wasn't 100% sure on that.
The Holy See is
Holy See
the smallest country in the world?
I don't know that one.
It's new.
S-E-E, by the way.
Oh, holy see.
Holy. It's not S-E-A?
518 people.
In the whole country?
What the heck?
Wow.
It's like Harrington.
Is that?
It is.
Is that the old old oil rig that's out in the middle of the ocean?
Monty, I'm trying to find something about it here.
Well, that sounds like that could be it, but wouldn't they spell it S-E-A? I feel like they would.
It seems like it, yeah.
Because I know there's I don't know if it's a country, though, but there's an old oil drilling rig that's out in the middle of the ocean, and it's its own country, I believe.
Wow.
Wow, that's weird. I didn't know that. Mm.
I wish they were in the Olympics.
You want to hear something interesting?
Sure.
According to the internet, technically speaking, no countries compete in Olympic Games. Per the International Olympic Committee, instead, athletes from national Olympic committees are heading to Paris to participate in the Games.
That's dumb.
So athletes,
USA Committee.
So
USA Olympic Committee.
Athletes from the territories of 206 national Olympic committees and the IOC Refugee Olympic Team will take part in the Olympic
Games.
That
sounded like that got real political at some point and they changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you're not representing a country. You're representing the USA Olympic Committee.
Huh. I hate to do this, but Monty's going to get another point.
No, I don't hate to do it. You're right, baby.
Holy See is the Vatican.
Nice. So there you go. Good job, Monty.
It's the Catholic city, basically, is how they describe it, and the Vatican.
Yeah, I didn't know it was named the Holy See.
Not counting that, we'll go to Tuvalu. Tuvalu is
one of my favorites.
Second smallest country in the world. 11,396 people.
Mm.
Don't know if they're in the Olympics.
Is that a Pacific island?
I don't imagine they'd have a lot of competition. I mean, they wouldn't be able to
spell that.
Mm-hmm. Wallu.
Let's see if it says the population, the total land area. No, gosh, I hate the way this website is very dumb. It doesn't give me enough information.
Pretty strong words, Kevin.
On Tavula.
There might be a runner in the Olympics this year from
Tavula. Really?
One person.
Oh, no, he ran in the 2008 Olympics.
Oh, man. He's too old now.
It is indeed an island, Monty. God, just give him all the points.
Monty's on a roll.
He just keeps winning.
This guy, what is the deal here? He's not even, this is like a runaway. This is like USA taking on Holy See.
Right?
There's no competition here.
Monty, where do you think it's located?
Somewhere in the Philippines area.
Okay. It is in the sub-region of Oceania in the Pacific Ocean, about midway between Hawaii
and the Philippines.
So, yeah, he's kind of right. Another point for Monty. Yeah.
He's got all the points. He's going to get the gold medal today. Bruce can't even get any more points. That's hardly fair.
Yeah.
Bruce dropped out of the Olympics. You know, pulled a hamstring.
Yeah, he did.
Pulled a hammy.
Pulled a hammy this morning, eating too much popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that chair that keeps going up and down.
I know. He's having popcorn and ice cream. Next thing you know, hamstring.
Hamstring.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, and you know, if you're going to win the Olympics, if you're from Tavulu,
yep,
do it this year, because the reports are that it's one of the main islands they think will be swallowed up soon by the